When I was a little kid, my favorite Christmas decoration was always the nativity scene. We had a beautiful nativity scene in our house that my mom had painted, and it was so realistic. I would just sit there as a kid and stare at it for a long time. And the very first nativity scene actually originated from St. Francis of Assisi, and he had real animals in his nativity scene. I was thinking maybe next year we can try that for the church here, but it was a little much for this year. But as we look at these nativity scenes, you know, it's such a familiar tradition and so familiar of a part of Christmas for us. I think it's easy for us to forget how shocking that really is. That Jesus Christ, when he came into the world, he came in poverty. I mean, he was born in a cave with animals surrounding him. And so I wanted to reflect on that this evening. And what is the significance? Why would he come that way? And what's the significance of poverty? You know, Jesus Christ is God. He could have entered the world and brought with him anything he wanted. You know, he could have come with incredible wealth and been born in a palace with, you know, all sorts of servants surrounding him. He could have brought enough food to feed every hungry person in the entire world. You know, he could have brought the cure to every disease that afflicted the human race. He could have brought with him an iPhone. You know, we would have had 2,000 years earlier, we could have had smartphones. You know, but he didn't. You know, he chose not to. When he entered the world, he brought nothing with him. I think part of the reason why is if he had brought riches with him, people would have loved him for the riches he was bringing. They would have been focused on that. If he had brought food, they would have loved him because he satisfies their desires. But what he did bring and what he did offer was himself. Nothing more and nothing less than himself. And I heard a story one time of a man who was proposing marriage to a woman. And this individual had no wealth whatsoever. He had nothing. And what he said when he proposed is he said to the woman, he said, "I have no worldly possessions to offer you. You know, I can't promise you a comfortable life. But I will offer you everything that I have. I offer you myself. Will you marry me?" And as we reflect on the nativity scene and how Jesus Christ entered the world, he is making that offer to each one of us. He's not promising to bring us all sorts of things. He's promising to give us himself. And if we take a step back, it's pretty shocking to think that the all-powerful God who brought the entire universe into existence would descend from the glory of heaven and embrace poverty and suffering for us. Why? Simply to show us through his state in poverty and as a vulnerable child that he is offering himself totally to us. He did that simply to win our hearts. And he makes an offer to us. And it's not really an offer that we can just ignore. You know, if someone gets down and proposes, you know, like this wedding proposal, you know, the woman can't be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What's the weather today? You know, is it kind of cold out?" You can't just change the topic. It's an offer that demands a response. And so too with what Jesus Christ does. He is making an offer to us. He is laying himself down totally in front of us. And it's up to us whether we say yes or no to his proposal. I think it's easy with all the distractions in the world and in our lives to lose sight of this dramatic proposal and just kind of ignore it and drift our own way and start living for things in this world and living apart from Jesus Christ without a real meaningful relationship with him. And I bet you there's a lot of people in this church today who are in that position. Maybe not praying, not going to church, not thinking about God very much, just going after whatever we need at the moment or whatever, you know, comes to our mind. But the reality is we will never find peace that way. You know, we can find a superficial happiness. You can have a good time at a party or a nice vacation. You might have some nice possessions to distract that distract us for a while. And we might even have family and friends. But the deepest relationship of every human being is with the being who brings us into existence, and at this very moment is holding us in existence. If we are not in a relationship, in a proper right relationship with the being that's holding us in existence, we will never find peace. It's as simple as that. But if we have that relationship, no matter what challenges or what struggles we face in life, we will find peace if the deepest and most fundamental relationship in our lives is in proper order. When St. Francis made the first nativity scene, he did so in front of an altar. And the reason why he did that was because he wanted to connect in people's minds how Jesus Christ came into history as a little child in Bethlehem, and how at the Mass, he again enters into human history, and he's present to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in just as real of a way as he was in Bethlehem in the Eucharist. And St. Francis of Assisi was trying to emphasize that point. When we come here to Mass this evening, we are going to witness Christmas again. Jesus Christ is about to enter into the world on this altar, right in front of us, in a few moments, bringing nothing with him but himself. And he's making a proposal to us. Do you love me? And the question is, how do we respond? Have we embraced him? Do we love him and center our lives on worship and praying to him? And do we shape our lives around his calling? Or perhaps we've drifted, or something else has caught our attention that can never bring us true happiness. So as we celebrate Christmas on this feast day, and as we celebrate this Mass, I encourage you to take that question to heart as we witness this dramatic gesture that our Lord is going to offer us on the altar tonight. Jesus Christ is going to come to you in poverty, offering himself to you. And he wants only one thing in return. He doesn't care how much money you have. He doesn't care how nice your clothing is. He doesn't care how popular you are or how funny you are. He wants one thing, and that is you. He's given himself to you on the altar this evening. In return, will you offer him yourself back?